The United Nations Forum on Forests is the body that negotiates on forest issues on a global scale. And this session, the 11th session, which is held every 2 years, is focusing basically on the review of the international arrangement on forests. This is how the global governance on forests should be structured, and discussions on several pathways are engaging. We should recall that in Rio 92, there was no agreement on a global forest convention, and the process is still open disregarding.
We understand that there are over 1.6 billion people who actually depend on forests for their daily subsistence. When we talk about the eradication of poverty, can it be attained without a sustainable management of forests?
It can't. If the forests are not managed sustainable, they will degrade and at the long term disappear. So in that sense, it's crucial that forests are managed sustainable. We recently published a study on this regard. 35% of humankind is cooking with firewood. This is 2.4 billion people. This is strongly concentrated in Africa, where 80% of the sub-Saharan African population is today cooking with firewood. It's a very important contribution to food security. That is a very important contribution, but there are many others. And in order to sustain the livelihoods of people living in rural areas, especially in the forest-dominated rural areas like the Amazon, the Congo Basin, but also large areas of Russia, forests are crucial, either as direct providers of food, as providers of energy, as providers of labor, of income, and they determine the living condition of this rural population that is in more difficult condition compared to other rural areas that have at least a very productive agriculture, which is much more profitable.
Regarding this sustainable development agenda, how is FAO involved in making sure that these interests pertain into forest preservation is included there?
We have been engaged in assisting countries and a secretariat with the other partners in the UN system in the drafting of the SDGs and the targets. We are starting now the process of the indicators. The negotiations are quite close. There is once, let's say, the setting is closed in March next year with the indicators, we will move to a different phase, which would be basically a threefold one. On one hand, would be set up the statistical system to follow the indicators, and there will be some indicators that would fall on the FAO court, surely in issues of food, of agriculture, of fisheries, and of forest. And then once we have followed these indicators during a certain period, about 5 years most likely in the case of forest, because you cannot have statistics on an annual basis on forest, we'll start to analyze why some countries have had very inspiring evolution and why others not. And what we have to do in analytical work is to identify what are the reasons for success and of failure. And out of them, we have immediately to assist countries through our development to assist the given countries to implement policies. And that is, at the end, the most important issue. It's not about measuring, it's about achieving success until 2030.